you think evolution is fake?
Because man came from the dirt and his life was breathed by God. He didn't come from monkey.
What makes you think that that's true?
Scripture.
What makes you think scripture is true?
A lot of different arguments. One would be, if the scripture was written by man alone, it would have error. The scripture has no error, therefore it's not written
by man alone. There are just literally, the scripture's riddled with errors. It contradicts itself.
I'm sure that's your belief, bro.
No, we know this is, we know this for a fact.
Okay, well, I'm saying there isn't errors, so show me.
How did King Saul die?
Didn't he kill himself?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah. You're going to say one set of sword, one set of spear or something? Is that what you're going to say?
In one, he kills himself. In another, he's, I think, killed by a spear.
He killed himself in both. But it's just the name for the weapon is different or something.
No, that's
but obviously, it's obviously it's just because Hebrews would use different words to refer to the same weapon. That's easy to reckon.
No, not at all. In 1 Samuel 31, Saul dies by suicide. But in 2 Samuel, Saul is killed by an Amalekite. So how did he die?
Well, I'm disputing whether or not both passages say what you're saying. So
did he commit suicide, or did an Amalekite kill him?
No, he committed suicide.
Oh, so then 2 Samuel 1 is false.
Well, let me see what says 2 Samuel.
2 Samuel 1 through 10.
Before I go to it, from my memory, in 2 Samuel 1, it was someone recollecting how Saul died, right?
Yep.
That's what it was. Right. Let me go to it.
Got it.
After the death of Saul, when David had returned from the slaughter of the Amalekites, David remained 2 days in Ziklag. And on the third day, behold, a man came from Saul's camp with his clothes rent from Saul's camp, with his clothes rent and earth upon his head. And when he came to David, he fell to the ground and did obeisance. David said to him, "Where do you come from?" And he said, "I've escaped from the camp of Israel." And David said to him, "How did it go? Tell me." And from the battle, and many of the people also have fallen are dead, and Saul and his Jonathan are also dead. Then David said to the young man, "How do you know that Saul and his Jonathan are dead?" And the young man told him, "By chance I happened to be on Mount Gilboa, and there was Saul leaning upon his spear, and lo, the chariots and the horsemen were close upon him." It seems like it's saying the same thing both times.
Nope.
"And when he looked behind him, he saw me and called to me. And I answered, 'Here I am.' And he said to me, 'Who are you?' I answered him, 'I am an Amalekite.' And he said to me, 'Stand beside me and slay me.'" Okay, so obviously it didn't say what you're saying. Also, even if it did, this is an Amalekite.
Yeah, nice try, Cupcake. It does say exactly what I said it says.
No. Where does it say that he didn't kill himself?
When it says, "I killed him, so I stood beside him and killed him."
Wait, what verse is that?
Verses. So Saul and his three sons and his armor bearer and all his men died together. That's it. Well, where? But when? Where does it actually say he killed himself?
Are you sure? I don't know.
I'm only 100% sure that right there it says, stood beside him and
you're reading NIV, bro. I don't really care what the NIV says.
And I don't care what you say. There. Now what?
Okay, but you have to justify the NIV.
What version do you want?
RSV. That's what I'm reading.
Okay. Did that actually reload it? I don't think that... Wait. That seems like it didn't actually change anything.
Refresh. Because you're still in the NIV translation, bro. It says it at the
top. Well, I selected ERV, but it didn't do anything. Or SRV.
Type in into Google 1 Samuel 1 and then just type in RSV. There you go.
Wait, RSV or SRV?
That one. Revised Standard Version.
So I stood beside him and I slew him there. So now that we got that out of the way.
Wait, that's not That's not talking about Saul.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. And how do you know that Saul and his sons are dead? Because I killed him.
No, read
so
the...
It's over.
Yo, there's like four it's over, verses Canaan. In between. Are you a child?
No.
The reference changes. You little kid.
If I were...
Bro, I swear to God, my five-year-old would understand that better than you're actually a child.
Go ahead and read it.
Okay. Then the... your screen is zoomed in. I'll read it from mine. Then David said to the young man who told him, "How do you know that Saul and his son Jonathan are dead?"
And now what's going to happen next is the person they're talking to is explaining how they know that Saul is dead.
Right, right. So let's keep reading.
And the young man is going to be so juicy.
That's verse 5. And the young man who told him, "By chance I happened to be on Mount Gilboa's, and there was Saul leaning upon his spear." So the Amalekite is saying,
"And lo, the chariots and the horsemen were close upon him. And when he, who's he, Canaan, who is he, Saul is he, right? And when he saw me, he is Saul. And I answered, 'Here I am.' And he, who is he,
Canaan,
it's Saul. And he said to me, 'Stand beside me and slay me.' Who is he, Canaan? He is Saul." And so he killed him. So there. Now that we're done with the second grade reading comprehension and using context clues and proven that your book has a contradiction in it, what do you want to talk about next?
Wait, any "stand beside me and slay me, for anguish has seized me, and yet in my..." Yeah, but it doesn't say he actually killed
him.
He's the one that killed him.
Yabbits live in the forest.
Hold on.
No, you're talking about yabbits. Yabbits live in the forest.
What?
Yabbits live in the forest. We're not talking about yabbits. In fact, we're not talking about anything with regard to this anymore, because it says that this person that David's talking about killed Saul. Or the person that is talking to David, or whoever this guy is talking about.
Oh, look, bro, I already told you that's just an Amalekite talking. So
yeah, it contradicts the other account. Yeah, so your Bible has a contradiction.
That's because it's an Amalekite speaking. The Amalekite's not from God.
I take your concession that there is a contradiction in the Bible.
It's not
you've
a contradiction.
Come up,
it's
come
a
up
contradiction.
With, yes, it is a contradiction.
Of, it's the contradiction between
you
the words of
You are literally
an
sitting here admitting that it's a contradiction. You're saying they can't both. They're not
the
both
Bible's
true.
The Bible's quoting someone else, retard.
Yeah, that's a contradiction.
For it to quote someone else?
No. You see, what you don't understand is 2 Samuel 1 actually is true. It's 1 Samuel 31 that's false. 1
Why?
Samuel 31 contains the lie.
Why?
Because I say so. See how easy this is to do? See how easy this is to do?
But I hold on.
Fucking Timu Bob Dylan looking motherfucker.
You're the one making the argument. You're the one making the argument. You're the one in the affirmative, so you have to give a reason for me to believe you.
Chat, look at this Timu Bob Dylan looking thing.
Dude, I mog the fuck out of you, bro.
Mog?
Yeah, I mog the fuck out of you.
Oh, no. He's male-to-male trans. Oh, geez.
What?
Male to male trans. You do gender affirming care. Moggers are male to male trans people.
I've literally never done anything.
You just said that you do.
I said I'm.
You said you're a mogger.
I said I mog you.
How many supplements do you take? Are you sterile yet?
I don't take. I'm just saying I look better than you, fucking cornball. What are you talking about?
Talking about you're a Timu Bob Dylan looking ass motherfucker. And you're male-to-male trans.
And you're a fucking incel cuck who's fucking girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, that's really good.
Both
yeah.
in every single point in
wow,
their life.
Wow, yeah, that's the best you can do, really.
Because they're unsatisfied.
After 5 to 7 business days, you started coming up with the most tired and overused stupid cuck something. This is how you know that what you said cut to the core of who they are. Don't let chat, what is it doing, happen to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True.
Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
You said I do. You said I do. Nigga, you said. Fuck you.
This is very Christian of you, by the way, to act like this. This is what Christ calls upon you people to do. Jesus would hate you. Do you know that?
Poop.
Wow. Yeah. So we regressed from like tired old Reddit ninth grade things to what, third grade? What's poop? Chat, is poop third grade tier or is it less than that?
It's not what I said.
So anyways, your book contains contradictions, so why do you believe it?
I just told you that Malachi was wrong.
Yeah, it's a contradiction.
Between the Bible and the Amalekite?
Between the Bible and the Bible.
That's not an epistemic issue.
You don't know which one of them is.
No, the Bible's quoting an Amalekite.
So one of the scriptures is false, but scripture can't be false. So how do we determine which scriptures are false?
The scripture is not false. It's the content of the quote which the scripture is quoting that's false.
Yeah, how do you determine which ones are false? The ones that are most
convenient
for you?
That's a different question. You're the one making the argument, dipshit.
My argument is that 1 Samuel 31 is the one where it's telling lies.
That's the claim. What's the argument for that?
I don't need one. Just like you
don't have an argument.
You don't have one for 2 Samuel.
I do have an argument, but you're the it's not my job to give an argument if you're the one giving
it. It's not my job to give an argument for 1 Samuel 31.
You're the one giving the argument.
Hey, pumpkin, I need you to settle down. I can't have you on your hormones for your gender affirming care. Your testosterone replacement therapy, it's making you really angry. I need you to settle down, okay?
I will beat the shit out of you.
Let me know when you've settled down and you're going to start acting like a good little Christian. Remember, it's the meek who shall inherit the earth, not the moggers. The moggers all go to hell.
Your mother.
Start being a good, meek little Christian boy and quit roid raging at me. Let me know when you've become meek and mild.
You sound like a girl.
Like a good little Christian.
Are you done, child?
I'm waiting for you to become meek and mild, and I need you to actually tell me so that I can trust you. I don't want to run the risk that I'm talking to a lying Amalekite. So I need you to actually confirm to me, Planet Peterson, I promise to be meek and mild like a good little Christian boy. Until you say that, we're not having a conversation.
Planet Peterson, I hope you have 2,000.
Just when you're done acting like an Amalekite, let me know.
Planet Peterson, suck your mother's clit.
When you're done acting like an Amalekite, let me know. Do you actually think that when you die and go to heaven, Jesus isn't going to bring this up? And I'm like, why'd you do that?
I'm not going to heaven, but you're not either.
Okay, well, at least you admit it. Chat, it admitted it. So what do you want to talk? Do you want to talk about evolution?
So you're just leaving the argument?
There is no argument.
You said there's an error. You didn't show
the
error.
Yeah, you agreed that it's an error. You agreed.
I said the state.
You had to invent something off. You had to invent something out of nowhere, which is that in 2 Samuel, the author is actually recording a lie. You had to invent that out of nowhere because you know it's a contradiction. In fact, saying that the one person was lying is just admitting that it's a contradiction. You're explaining the reason for the contradiction, but it's admitting that there is a contradiction. And you can't give an account for why I should think 2 Samuel 1 is the lie rather than the person that wrote 1 Samuel 31 is actually the liar. You can't do it. It's not possible. So what do you want to talk about next?
Okay, I can actually give reasoning for it. So if the hypothesis is that the scripture is from God and speaks for itself, and there's a part of the scripture which is quoting a person who is unreliable and a part of a scripture who we don't know explicitly the author of, if we know one quote is from an unreliable person in virtue of being an Amalekite, and the other quote is from the scribe that was entrusted with writing the text, then we know one quote is obviously more reliable than the other given the priors.
Which is how we know 1 Samuel 31 is false.
Give me an argument for your
hypothesis. That does is prove that 1 Samuel 31 is the unfaithful account, because I have determined that the author of 1 Samuel is the one that's dishonest.
Okay.
Samuel,
that requires its own argument.
For completely arbitrary reasons.
That requires its own argument.
But also, the entire Bible is unreliable because it says the earth is flat. So there goes all of Scripture.
Okay. I reconciled the contradiction with my priors, and you're imposing your own priors without justifying them when you made the argument.
You didn't justify anything. You just said, if blank, then blank.
Because it was
If I presuppose the truth is on my side, then my argument works. You didn't do anything.
I didn't make an argument. I gave an exposition on why it's not a contradiction and why your argument is non sequitur.
No, it is a contradiction.
Let's hear it.
Even if you say one of the scriptures, the person's lying, and in the other, they're not, it's still literally a contradiction. They both can't be true.
No, that's okay. It's a contradiction in a sense which is not an epistemic issue. So now you're just being tautological.
Okie dokie. You know,
you want me to explain what that means?
Flat, right?
You want me to explain what that means?
No.
Just like the other guy had to explain the math stuff because you don't know anything about math either? No, it's fine.
So repeat anything that thing said. Repeat anything.
I don't know math either, but you don't know it either. That's the point. But you don't know either.
So you don't know when somebody's being a shark. You think Terrence Howard's really bright, don't you?
I don't know who that is either, bro.
Oh, Terrence Howard, he's totally part of the mob.
Can you focus, you child?
No.
Give an argument. You want me to give an argument?
Okay, everybody that looks like a Timu version of Bob Dylan is a goat fucker. You look like a Timu version of Bob Dylan, therefore you fuck goats. That's my argument.
So fucking cringe, bro.
I know, right?
Yep. You want me to give an argument?
Not really. Hey, why do you say the N-word? That's really weird.
So I'm black. That's not me in the picture.
Interesting.
Okay.
Is
that a problem for me to use white people's faces? Is that a problem?
I don't care.
Okay, so keep it pushing, bro.
Interesting. Why do you think evolution isn't true despite the overwhelming amount of evidence? Despite the entire scientific community being against you?
The scientific community has proof that men came from animals?
Well, men are animals. Women are too.
Well, I mean, that's obviously just going to depend on how you define animal, but usually animals like
yeah,
beasts,
scientists
irrational.
Are good at that. You're not.
What'd you say?
Scientists are good at that kind of thing. You're not.
Scientists are good at making metaphysical categories? I don't think so.
Interesting.
Because you're talking about an observation of the natural world, but I'm talking about distinctions between categories of groups.
How do you tell if an animal is an animal?
You look at it.
Okay, I looked at a human and I determined it was an animal. Therefore, there we go. Scientists did the same.
Well, all people who make all inferences about the world are the same. So that's not really a significant distinction as
interesting.
Evidence.
So now that we've proven humans are animals, what do you want to talk about?
You haven't. I just said the thing you presented as proof is not reason for that inference.
But I asked you, how do you determine that something
you're
is
the one,
an animal? And
you're
you gave,
the one
and you
giving
gave me the
argument.
Method. How do you determine
you're the
that?
One
how do you
the
determine
argument.
Whether something is an animal?
How do I determine whether something is an animal?
Yeah.
I just told you, I look at it.
Okay. I look at humans and I determine that they are animals. So do scientists.
Okay, it's not, but you're not giving me a reason for the inference.
Neither have you.
Because I'm not the one giving the argument.
Yes, you are. I asked you, how do you determine what is an animal?
And I answered. That doesn't mean I'm giving you an argument. I'm just answering a question.
Wow, this is...
Give an argument.
I don't know what you do with this.
Give an argument. An argument is a reason for making an inference, a reason for believing a thing. Give me a reason to believe the words that are coming out of your mouth. Or else it's just
that humans are animals?
Yeah, why should I believe that?
Because by definition, what an animal is, it's a multicellular deuterosome, I think. But you can go even simpler than that. It's a multicellular eukaryote with an internal digestive system. That's what a human is. All animals are that. If you look at any animal, no matter what it is, they will all be that. And so are we. And there's nothing about us that you can say fundamentally puts us in a different category.
By that definition, I'm an animal. I don't, but that's, but again, that's like saying, but that's like saying God is not real. The meaning of God is not real is that God is real. You can change the meaning of words to fit your arguments and to make it look like people actually agree with you and they don't. When I say animal, I'm obviously talking about irrational creatures that walk on four legs, you know, things that obviously are dumber than us. They don't have the same nature. They're different. They're from a different place. They're not
geese,
like us.
Geese have different natures than polar bears. So which one of them isn't an animal?
No, they're both. But the point is, they're both
irrational.
How did
you determine that they're both animals?
I'm not saying that we don't share any similarities between polar bears and geese. We share similarities in our anatomy, in having flesh, in having hair. But the thing which makes us, but the thing which makes us not animals isn't something about our autonomy or physiognomy.
What is it?
It's the fact that we're rational.
No, other animals are rational. They can solve puzzles and all kinds of stuff.
That's not what I mean by rational. By rational,
yes,
I mean
actually
rational.
It was. But go ahead. But okay. Go ahead and make
can
it up animal, on the spot.
Can animals make moral discernments?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. What? Okay. Prove that. Go ahead.
You can do tests. Animals have innate senses of fairness and even justice. They punish members of their own group for acting out of line with the interests of the group. They share things. They take care of their own young. They take care of their own species against others. So all of the kinds of things, they're more rudimentary forms of it, but all of the kinds of things that would map toward what humans consider to be morally adaptive behavior or whatever, you can find in animals.
Yeah, so I'll use this own example to prove you wrong. It's true that all those things are observed in animals, but it's all.
Oh, well, like, then you concede. Okay. Bro. Thank you.
No.
Thank you.
You're just so like, you're in a whole.
No, you conceded.
I'm going to.
Hey, Peterson, animals don't have blank. Yeah, actually, they do. Here are examples. Oh, okay. I'll give you those examples. I take
your
concession.
Examples were not.
Bob, I take your concession. But yeah, you said that we can't be animals because animals don't blank or humans. Actually, we're not animals because we have blank is kind of more what you said. And then I showed you, well, no, actually, animals have that thing that you claimed only humans have. And then you said, oh, okay, I can grant you that. So it's over.
Yeah, so the examples you gave were not examples of actual moral discernment because those animals are acting off of their intuitive desires. There is not.
That's what humans do when they act morally as well.
And so that means your position is begging the question because I'm saying the moral actions of man are made distinct in that they are something other than just intuition. So you're confused on the position you're arguing.
That's literally false.
And you just agreed you're presupposing your conclusion in your premises. So you're baked. You're begging the question.
Yeah, what you just said is false.
That's not an argument.
Well, I can prove that it's false.
Okay.
So what's different about human morality? It's non-instinctual?
The part of it which is what I'm saying is rational, the part of it which is rational is the part that's not just intuition, the part that's more than the intuition, the reasoning that occurs.
Still waiting for an explanation.
I did. You said you're going to prove me wrong. I just explained it. Okay.
What part of human morality is not merely instinctual?
Oh, you're asking for which part? I thought you were going to give me proof or something. Okay.
Yes, I am.
Which part?
That's how it's going
I'll
to
tell
happen.
You. Okay. Okay. I'll tell you. The understanding of what an action is, what its consequences are, and why it's that way. There are humans.
Literally
who,
instinctual.
No, it's not. Okay, so since you're a child, I'll use the example of a child, okay? When a child is taught to not touch the pot, the child can know to not touch the pot. The only drive for the child to not touch the pot
is its moral instinct.
Is the intuitive drive to listen to their parents.
That's an instinct that we have, yeah.
Right? Yes, that's intuitive.
An innate instinct, yeah, there we go.
Yes, that's intuitive,
I take
exactly.
your concession. Yeah.
Okay, so listen. No, I gave that as the example of the intuition.
Chat, why is it yelling?
Dude, oh my God. I would actually...
So a child's ability to learn something is an innate instinct, including morals.
No, that's not
what
I said.
I take your concession.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, but that's where it's going.
No. What? Okay. The referent of what I just said had nothing to do with the child's active learning. It had to do with the child's epistemology and morality. Okay. The child's morality, what its right and wrong is based only by its intuition driving it to listen to its mother. But when the child grows up, it starts understanding the actual content of the action that's occurring. Unlike animals that just do them to do them, they don't think about it later unless there's some kind of consequence that's actively present later. Humans could never see a consequence ever again and still think about it. Only because of the content of the actions. And they're saying blah, blah, blah. The point is, a baby could not understand the content in the action they're doing. A rational agent could. That make sense?
Yeah, your whole argument is humans have metacognition.
That wasn't an argument. That was an exposition. That was not an argument. There was no inference there. I was simply explaining the position. You monkey.
Anyways. So your argument there was
that's
simply
that's not
that,
an argument.
Yeah, so your argument there was
that's not an argument.
Yeah, so your argument there was
that's
literally
not a
it's actually fantastically comical how easy it is to trigger you.
Describe what I just gave. Exposition is the word used to describe what I just gave.
Yeah, so your argument there was merely that humans are metacognitive, therefore our morality is different.
So dumb.
You didn't demonstrate anything.
Yeah, because I wasn't, first of
being
all,
metacognitive doesn't mean anything.
I didn't demonstrate anything as an inference because the attempt was not to make an inference. It was to give an exposition of the belief.
Okay. And you didn't do that either.
I said the thing which is rational
The
understanding of the content other than the occurrence of the intuition.
You never said that.
Yes, I said that's exactly what I said.
No, you literally didn't say that.
So what
all.
Did I say? Then what did I say?
Not that.
What did I say? You don't even know. How
yeah,
you
exactly.
know what I said if you don't know what I said?
Yeah,
stupid.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you don't know what the fuck I said.
No, it's just really funny how you crash out. No, but the whole process you laid out is humans by an instinctual process learn about whatever right or wrong, or like you said, like hot stove or something like that. And then later on, they become meta aware of it. They become like, because we have metacognition or whatever. That didn't actually explain anything about the morals or the way the morality works, because you literally just demonstrated that the moral progress happens in a purely instinctual way. And then later on, when we're metacognitive, we understand it better. No, in order for your argument to have actually worked the way you wanted it to work, was we can never know anything morally until we're metacognitively aware of it. But that's not what you argued at all. So
yeah, that's not what I'm saying. You're just confused again.
No,
I'm
not
saying
really.
Animals have no morality. Because
yeah, you did. That is what you said earlier.
No,
earlier you said that.
I said they're not rational. They don't have discernment. But the thing which makes us not animals isn't something about our autonomy or physiognomy.
What is it?
It's the fact that we're rational.
No, that's other animals are rational. They can solve puzzles and all kinds of stuff.
That's not what I mean by rational. By rational,
yes,
I mean rational.
It was. But go ahead. But okay. Go ahead and make
can
it up
animal,
on the on
can
the spot.
Animals make moral discernments? That's different. Just listen.
No, they are rational. They solve mazes and do puzzles and all kinds of things.
Okay, so I'm gonna explain.
Hey, calm down, pumpkin. So what you said is they're not rational,
I'm
and then I explained to you very clearly how they are rational, and then you shifted your goalpost and said, oh, but they don't have morals. And then I said, no, actually, all of the kinds of moral decision-makings, rudimentary forms of them that we would agree on, animals actually display those too. And then you said, but it's a different kind of morality because it's not rationed or reasoned or whatever, because theirs is instinctual, not blah, blah, blah. But then you argued that, yeah, the human one is actually totally instinctual too. And then later on, we become like meta aware of it. Okay, it left. It probably had a fucking aneurysm. That thing was so angry. Can you imagine having to fucking live with that thing?
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.